Today's share is sponsored by an anonymous donor. To help this shoot room going, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share, or email Rabbi Fishman, R-A-B-B-I-F-I-S-H-M-A-N @gmail.com to help this shoot room come on a consistent basis. Today we are up to Perek Yud Gimel in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, the new print. It's on page Kuv Samach Vav. Perek Yud Gimel deals with the halachas of fire on Shabbos. So Isra Hadlokas Eish V'Kibuyi B'Shabbos Yom Tov. We're going to talk about the prohibition of lighting a fire and extinguishing a fire on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sif Aleph begins, B'Shabbos Osir Lahadlik Eish El Chaboisa B'Chol Oifin Shehu. On Shabbos it is prohibited to light or extinguish a fire in any manner that may be. The rabbi is to include Hadlokas Chashmal Al Kol Machshirov V'Kibuyi, which includes turning on any electrical appliance, plugging in any electrical thing to an outlet, and shutting off anything electrical as well. V'chein, and so to osir lahagdil or lahaktin eish or lahaktina, so too it's prohibited to raise or minimize any fire on Shabbos. Lahoisiv shemen l'ner doluk or l'kachas min ha-shemen shemenayir ha-delakas, to add any oil to a lit fire, or to remove any oil from a lit fire. Lekarev shemen el apsilo hadelekes el hachig mena, to move a wick closer to the source or further away from the source, which would in essence make the flame larger or smaller. Liftoyach mechal gaz mole b'tzad mechal oimid l'hasreikin v'chein osu liskor esberes mechal gaz. So too on Shabbos, it's usher to open a second gas tank next to a first gas tank or to close a second tank, which means that in areas where they're using propane tanks or other gas tanks to keep something lit, it is, and you have one gas tank and then you have a backup tank, so you have a valve between the two tanks and you have, you know, a second tank coming in if necessary, but you could shut off that second tank if you don't want to use it. It's also to open or close the valves going to or at the second tank. Part of the prohibition of lighting a fire is even through a magnifying glass. You can't put a magnifying glass in the sun over paper like we used to do when young kids to create a fire. If someone was over and he did light a fire on Shabbos, he's prohibited to enjoy that fire on Shabbos. We're going to see later. As far as using a Shabbos clock, we'll see later. Before going to Siv Beis, I just want to note that we've mentioned electricity. So it is only proper to mention that the Chazon Ish held that electricity has another Isser of Baina and Seisser when you complete a circuit or you discontinue a circuit. So it's not necessarily according to everybody because of Ish. Siv Beis. Gam b'yomtiv, also on yomtiv, also lahadlik eish chadosh b'chol oifin shehu. On yomtiv, it's prohibited to start a fire. Kigayin al-yadei shifshuf ha-gafur, whether by lighting a match, or al-yadei hafolas matzes, or by using a lighter, or al-yadei zchuchis magdeles, or by using a magnifying glass. Bechlal is ze gam adlokas chashmal al kol machshirov. Part of this is using electricity. Ovar vehiver eish b'yomtiv. However, if someone lit a fire on yomtiv, be'iser mutul lehanes b'mena, it is permitted to have benefit from it on yomtiv. Siv Gimel on top of page Kuf Samach Zayin. Aval mutul lahavir b'yomtiv eish me'eish acheres, gam be'ezes gafur, gam im humishumush, v'afil lahatzes gafur misigari ba'eres oy aideyas chazokosoy ma'alu shal heves, grein ma'alu glulus ha'mener's neft. So one may, on yomtiv, light an eish me'eish acheres. So even though one can't light a match, but one could take a match, put it over another fire, even if it's already a lit, a previous used match, or even from a cigarette, and we'll talk later about cigarettes on Yom Tov, right? right? But the point is, one can take a fire that's already lit and light something else from it. If you have a hot metal element, one could take, you know, touch it with, let's say, with a stick or something to get fire. As long as you're taking from a currently lit fire, one could take fire from there to light another fire. On page Kuf Samach Zayin, in the middle of Siv Gimel, by the second paragraph. One can add additional fuel to a fire, right? Whether it's adding oil to a glass or opening, like we said, another tank of gas. Or you could raise the wick, right? When you have a wick in a flame, in the glass that's going, that the bottom of the wick is going to a glass of oil or paraffin or something, by lifting the wick up, it makes a larger flame. Ach also lahagber chumish al machshe chashmalai. Says, but you cannot raise the temperature on electronic devices like a plata, like a crock pot, electric stove. Mekivin shepulas ha'agvorim mugseges api roi vade kibui shalchut echod vavarosa shalchut acher echut macher. Says, because very often on electrical appliances, when you raise a heat, you're not taking that same element will get hotter, but there are additional elements that will be lit instead. A hotter element, you'll be shutting off one element and turning on a hotter element. It says you can't do that. Siv Dalet, Umasha Amarnu Ki Mutar Lahavir Esh B'Yamtiv, that which we permitted, that we said it's permitted to light a fire from another fire on Yamtiv. Hareze Rakim Oisekein L'Tzorich Bishul, staff, if you're doing it for the purpose of either cooking, chimum, heating up a house, ishun, for smoking, as we'll see later in Siv Zayin, when that's permitted, a ma'or of light, gam ena ela moisiv mishim kavod yomtiv ala neris hadlukim kvar. Even if the only reason why you're lighting more neris is for kavod yomtiv, that there should be more light than there is now. Im l'tzarech midi, it has to be either necessary for now on yomtiv, in Lutzerich Lach is a man baby yom, it could be for later in the day, but on Yom Tov, you can't light it so there'd be more light after Yom Tov. Kigoyin in Madlik Ner Belayla, you know, for example, if one lights a candle at night, Kadesh Yucha Lahavir Memenu Eish Lomachas HaYom, so that he has, on Yom Tov night, you could light a fire so that you have a fire during the day of Yom Tov, Lutzerich Bishul, let's say for cooking. Let's say you want to go over to a lit candle with a match. Take the fire and go over to your gas stove, right? Because you and let it ignite the stove. So you're worried you don't want to bring your candle to the stove. You're worried it's going to go out. You're worried it's going to drip on the oven. Whatever it may be. So you want to take a match, go from your candles to your stove, right? An igniter, most of our stoves today have igniters built in. So such a stove you can't start on Shabbos. If it has a pilot that's already there, we'll see later, that's going Eish La'Eish. But if there's no pilot that's already lit, so you have an igniter, especially today, some of them are even electric, you know, starters. So that, you can't chas v'sholom light on Yom Tov. Siv Hey, the bottom of page Kuf Samach Zayin. Nevertheless, you can't just light one fire from a fire for no reason. You know, for something that's not a tzarek for Yom Tov, or it's not a tzarek for the fire. What do you mean it's not a tzarek for the fire? You can't burn on Yom Tov chometz, because you're not going to eat that chometz, you're not doing it for bishul, and you're not doing it because you want the fire. You want the item burnt. That's not tzarech gufay of the fire. Or you say if it's a chalo, you can't burn chalo on Yom Tov. Gam efrish of Yom Tov, even if you mafresh it, even if you separate it on Yom Tov. So you need it that you need it for Yom Tov. You don't need the chalo burnt for Yom Tov. And you don't need the fire. You want the chalo burnt, that you cannot do that on Yom Tov. Say Vav, page Kuf Samaches. Avoras eish l'tzorich hadlokas neiris v'beis haknesses. lighting a fire in shul, even during the daytime, it's a covet for the shul. Ayil tzerich hadlokas erla mitzvah acheres, if any other mitzvah can be shas bris milah, they would light candles. Einen nechcheves lavaris eish levatol, that's not called eish levatol, therefore it's mutter. He says, v'ochei noigim lahadlik v'beis ha-knesis ner b'shas ha-skoris v'shavas yodim. He says, the custom is to light yahrzeit candle in shul b'shas yisker. But then he points out, ner zichrin, you know, yahrzeit candle shemadlikim b'bayis, that a yahrzeit candle you have in the house, sorg shadliku b'erev yomtiv, the best is to light it from erev yomtiv. So chutz aretz, you have a two-day yomtiv, you have to use a two-day candle for this. Lo yadliku b'erev yomtiv, if you didn't light a yahrzeit candle before yomtiv, ashi'ef shehoyi ladlikim b'idyoim, you couldn't light it earlier on, can be yomtiv shechalach ha-shabbos, can be yomtiv sheni shalosh hashana, yomtiv comes after Shabbos, yomtiv sheni shalosh hashana, chutz aretz, yomtiv sheni shal goliyos. If shelo yadlik b'atzma yisener zikaron, el yirmel anachishu yadlik, the best is to use a goy to light the yahrzeit candle. If there's no goy available, you could light it from another lit candle. But lepachas becheder oichel sheva basic. But one should light it in the room where he's going to eat. Right. So the ma'aseh, I think the minhag in America is people do light on the second night Yom Tov a yahrzeit candle. But he's saying the best is to light in the room where you're going to eat. Just like you light the leichter and you light your regular candles for the second night Yom Tov in the room where you're going to eat. So you nana from it. So too, the yahrzeit candle also gives off light. So just like you light those candles, like this candle. But if you put the yahrzeit candle in the area where you're not going to have any hanah from it, so that one should not do on Yom Tov. Umutav, and that's what he says in parentheses, couldn't you adlikul yad neiris shemadlikul l'kavad Yom Tov? You should put it right next to the candles that you light l'kavad Yom Tov. Umutav shiadlikena bebeis ha-kneses, it's best to light in shul. Mainly of Sharis Acheris, Yeshizbech, Lakul, Adakas, Nerzikarn, Bechal Mokim, Gambabayas. Says, without any other choice, one may light the yahrzeit candle whatever they want in their house. We say, Michon, those who are lenient. Va'amnam Kamar, Kamakim, Shamanish, Mut, Ladak, Nerbi Yamtiv, Ratzlaim, Lahavin, Ner, Me'esh Kayemis. Just reminds us once again that anytime we spoke about lighting a fire on Yamtiv, we're talking about taking one fire from another fire that's already lit. But definitely it's prohibited to light a new fire. Mi siv zayin. Mi shirogu la'ashen. Someone who smokes regularly. Mutalo la'ashen gam b'yamtiv. He's permitted to smoke on yamtiv. But v'yesh machmirim. V'yesh nimno'im af miltatla is a cigariate mishum isa mokza. Some say it's even also if you're not a regular smoker to touch cigarettes on yamtiv, you would smoke so. Umisha ain't a nanometsama ishan, someone who smokes for whatever reason, probably for gaiva, but he has no hana from the smoking. He may not smoke on Yom Tov. Now, I'm not going to go into here right now. The whole machlok is about smoking on Yom Tov, about smoking all year round. Obviously, today we know it's dangerous. You know, it's a big machlok, so basically, whether it's also to smoke totally now that we know it's dangerous, or whether there's any hazard to smoke, but be that it may, if one is in an area where it's considered a davar hashavah l'chol nefesh, and a person smokes regularly, he may smoke, according to Shem Zalman, on Yom Tov, as long as he takes ash me'ash. And I'm going to speak in the next year about making sure not to knock off the ash while one is smoking. Today's shiur is sponsored by anonymous donor. We are looking for additional donors to keep sponsors to keep these shurim coming on a regular basis. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shir or email for more details. Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you.